Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 16, 1804, day 90 of the expedition. Camped at Fish Camp on a sandbar 3 miles northeast of the Omaha town. On the 15th of August, 1804, Captain Clark took 10 men out to a creek dammed by beavers with willows. They made a dragnet of bark and willows, then hauled it up the creek, catching 318 fish of various kinds. Today, it is Captain Lewis's turn to go fishing. Captain Clark writes,
"A very cool morning. The winds, as usual, from the northwest. Captain Lewis, with 12 men, went out to the creek and pond and caught about 800 fine fish with a bush drag of the following kind: 79 pike, 8 salmon, 1 rock, 1 flatback, 127 buffalo and red horse, 4 bass, and 490 catfish, and many small and large silverfish. I had a mast made and fixed to the boat today. The party sent to the Otos has not yet arrived. The nights are cool and a breeze rises generally, sometimes before night, which blows off the mosquitoes and cools the atmosphere. Captain William Clark, August 16, 1804.
Wow. Once in a while, a fisherman today can find a beaver dam and catch quite a few trout in the backed-up water, but never a haul like the captain's head. Times have changed. The rock was probably a rock bass, and the silverfish were likely minnows. As a further note, drag fishing, or rather seining, is no longer allowed. According to Captain Clark, they have not yet calculated the longitudes, but he estimates they are about 99 degrees, 45 minutes, 0 seconds west of Greenwich. A more accurate calculation, according to modern cartographers, is 96 degrees, 25 minutes west. Not bad for instruments and techniques 200 years ago. Tomorrow, Moses Reed the deserter, brought in.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals, published at the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.